That's a sick shirt. I saw you walking in here with that, and I thought you joined the CIA or something.
I know. It's actually pretty sick, isn't it?
Show us the back.
What does it say?
The back is just a bigger logo.
I know. It's awesome.
The Great Seal of the United States of America, U.S. Put your hands on the back of the chair.
One time I was at Hibachi, dude, and the dude made me stand, like, turn around and grab the back of my seat. Yeah, and then, like, stand up on your chair. Okay, turn around. Okay, grab the back of the seat.
What?
Yeah, like the Hibachi, whatever.
He did that? I think
he's allowed to do that.
I have him back. Yeah, dude.
You might need to press charges for
that. I might head back there, actually, now that you say that.
Isn't that seal?
And then he grabbed one of the spatulas and started spanking me. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. What's in the
arrows,
what's in the talons?
And wheat.
Nope.
A snake.
Almost. That's the
serpent.
No.
Same synonymous.
Arrows.
You're
and
closer
grain.
With wheat.
Is that not wheat?
Oh, it's an olive branch.
Olive branch. Never. You ever heard?
I didn't even know that.
Isn't it got olive branch in one hand and wheat in the other?
Arrows.
Arrows.
Oh, arrows in the other.
Eplubrius unum.
Right. Of many one.
Eplubrius or is it plurbius?
Eplubrius unum.
Eplubrius unum. I heard him say it several different ways.
Eplubrius.
Eplubrius.
Eplubrius unum. It is a...
It's such a sick seal. It's so cool.
It is cool.
It's pretty cool.
Why don't we make sick seals like that anymore? Like, why don't we have logos for teams looking like that?
Yeah.
Sometimes with... All these like football games, all like the college football games early in the season, all the big teams are playing these no-name schools. And even I feel like if you weren't a fan, you could just tell by looking at the logo that this is not a good school. They've got some like weird color schemes going on, some weird
That's
like
true.
They're scheming.
Yeah, or maybe
Too
it's just
words.
I'm not used to seeing those logos, but they're just like they're weird bad logos.
Even some
usually.
Of the big
right, logos
teams.
That look like they belong to a good team but are actually belong to a bad team.
Like, Notre Dame. They got destroyed.
That looks like, yeah, it seems like that'd be like the best team logo.
But yeah.
An ND.
Terrible. I think Rutgers, they have a high level logo.
High level of suck.
No, it's just
and
like
a good logo.
Like they, if you saw that logo, you'd think it would be like a big team.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I can think of, but.
I gotta like, we gotta quiz the women on like
USC.
Logos.
You would think that would be a really good team.
They're pretty good this year. What are they, 13th?
Something like that. They're good.
Yeah.
They're like, I think they're overrated. Some people are saying the Ducks might be overrated.
Nah.
I think Boise State
our O-line
is going to be the best. Boise State's win Mountain West for sure.
Boise State's making it to the playoffs.
Well, what's crazy, did you see the stat? We've only ever played Boise State 3 times. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like we've played them so many?
Because it's been 3 times in my life. And I said, nope, 0-3.
2008, 2009, and 2017.
And we lost all of them.
Lost all three.
Except yesterday.
Yesterday we beat them.
I was having so much fun watching that game. I mean,
no,
incredibly stressful.
Yeah, dude. So stressful.
Dude, that stretch when we were up 27-20, right after Tez Johnson returned that punt. And
dude.
Like, we were turning things around, marching down the field. Then boom, Herbert fumbles. First play, 70-yard touchdown.
Dylan
run.
Gabriel
fumbles. We get the ball back. Boom, Dylan Gabriel fumble.
Yeah. Boom.
Oh. So now we're down 34-27 in like 2 minutes.
Our defense was cooking them.
And then like, Noah Whittington.
Bonehead
return,
move.
Kickoff return touchdown. And then they blew before they could kick the field goal, they blew it dead. And
no,
they were
listen.
Like, the play's under investigation for if the player dropped the ball before the
when
pylon.
I saw him run into the end zone, I was like, I think he dropped it early. And then I was like, oh, thank goodness. That I saw the other player pick it up, so I knew it would be a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm
that
surprised they haven't called anything. Then they called it back. I was like, oh, cool. Freaked me out.
But it was a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that so many times. The Ducks have done that.
Really?
Yes. There's this old...
There's the Utah one for sure where Utah did it against the Ducks.
No, there's a one where the Ducks did it and we lost the ball because they picked it up and they ran it back.
Nah.
Yeah.
We did that against Utah. Ran it back for a touchdown.
But that was like, I think the first time I remember it being a big deal because it was on SportsCenter and ESPN and they were all talking about it. And,
oh, wow.
And then we were so on top of like, we ran the ball in all the way in the end zone with it. Our arms fully wrapped around it.
Oh yeah,
for they a long time.
Dan Lanning's got to be all over that,
yeah. Bro. That, for the rest their of the team year. Was just undisciplined, dude.
Yes.
Stupid penalties, so many penalties for no reason. Didn't really have much like taunting or anything like that, which was good. But it's like the O line, so many holdings, so many
dude
like, illegal formation.
There were some great runs we had that a couple, two of them I think was a third down to first down conversion. We ended up getting first down, mm-hmm. but then we got brought back because of the dang holding penalty
yeah.
on the O line. But it just makes me sick. Dylan Gabriel had some great passes down deep.
Yeah. He also had those two that he overthrew that were going to be yes. touchdowns, like two in a row touchdowns that he
same
overthrew.
Same spot.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, I remember, I think it was like a Ducks player playing for the Eagles that did it. Maybe that was what yeah. I'm thinking of. But I remember seeing the Eagles do it once. And no. I was like, wow.
That's so dumb. There's no reason for it at all.
Yeah,
no
carry it all the way in. Why are you letting it go?
Then just like hold the ball and be like, yeah, look, I just scored with this thing. Don't yeah.
also
for no need.
I feel like it brought me back to the Michael James era when he would, him and Darren Thomas or D'Anthony Thomas would be our kick returners for either a punt or kickoff, and yeah. we would score touchdowns on returns.
Dude,
all the time.
Constantly.
All the time.
Yeah. I saw so
offense
many.
Wouldn't even play. Because the special teams were just getting touchdown
no
after touchdown.
Special teams.
That's did you know that was they said that's number 15 for the Ducks.
Tez Johnson.
That was his first uh-huh. punt return for a touchdown in his entire
for
college
real?
Career. He's a senior.
I feel like he's been good.
He's never done
he
it before.
Been good, bro. It's so rare. I remember being at a game at Autzen and D'Anthony Thomas had two in the same game.
In one
yeah.
game.
Because yeah. everybody's fair catching now. I mean, I get it when they kick it way out of
all
the end
zone. All
these
liberals start playing football.
But if they're kicking it to you, if they're kicking it to you and you're on the beginning of the end zone, like start running it. What's the worst you can do?
That
you go to a 15-yard line?
That one where he let it like roll for a while and yes. then like, picked it up and stepped out of bounds instantly.
Yes.
When
I was
tried
like,
to take off and they blew it dead.
I was like, no.
Literally let it roll
well,
all
the
way down
the
to
ball,
like the four.
Like goes out of bounds and he grabbed
it
and starts running. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, let's wait till everybody's on you.
Then the
pick it up.
He returned for a touchdown, so I forgave him.
Ugh. It's just insane.
He redeemed himself.
Yeah.
But I stayed up until 12:45, 1 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, when the dude. Game got over.
That was way too late. And then I woke up, looked at my phone, like, oh, I got to be at church right now.
Yeah. I did not feel very good, but I could not fall asleep because I would have been sick. If I woke
yeah.
up and the Ducks lost, mm-hmm. I would not have slept well.
I would always use that excuse when I stayed home from school sick. Oh, just let me watch TV. I'm not even sleepy.
What was wrong with you? You like sore throat?
Sore throat, like runny nose. You know when you get congested and it goes from you can't blow your nose to you're blowing your nose to all of a sudden all the mucus in your mouth?
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
You so all those stages in one night?
When you're like, it's just like disgusting.
Ew.
Nasty gross, Gavin.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I got sick 3 weeks ago and then still was just dealing with the aftermath of so much more snot in my body for like a couple weeks later.
Really? It's oh, not yeah. body for a few weeks?
It was weird, yeah.
Do
it's
you
snottiest body.
Prefer a dry cough when you're sick, like or a mucusy cough where you can get something up. Like,
I prefer a dry cough. The worst is a wet cough where you can't
would
get
you
anything
prefer
up. But a wet
to get
cough,
shot in the face with a loaded gun or with an empty gun. Yeah. What would you prefer?
I don't know which is which.
Which one's the mucus one and which one's the oh the loaded gun is
definitely
the mucus.
Loaded gun. I don't know. Yeah,
it's nice when you can feel some production happening. And
yeah,
then there's some relief.
This cough is productive.
Dry
I feel
cough,
better.
There's not really relief.
Oh, I see.
But mucus cough, and you're able to get it up. There's nothing like it because then
had
you remember.
Terrible.
Wow, this is how I can breathe again.
I've had bad sore throats before. You know, like oh you're sick. I got a sore throat, and I'm like oh. Kind of whatever. You have a sore throat.
Did you just describe what?
No, no.
What did you just? What are you just describing right now? I had a sore throat once. You know when you're sick and it's like, whoa, I have a sore throat. I had that kind of sore throat.
I had that one of those sore throats where I was sick and my throat was like sore and it was like one of those.
Whoa, my throat's sore.
A sore throat where it really hurts.
Okay.
Just for about a day, and then you kind of get over it and it just goes away.
Where does it hurt?
In the back of your throat.
Oh, okay.
But then I had one time. Where I got really sick, and it was literally such a bad sore throat. When I was at work, I couldn't hardly talk, And it was when I was working at Jerry's. But it, whatever sickness I had, it like this thing on the back of my throat, I could see.
Was it talking for you?
That's strep throat.
You could see from the back of your throat.
It was strep throat. Yeah,
definition of strep, bro. I had that once.
It hurt the white thing?
Yeah, dude.
White? I had medicine.
I got strep throat constantly when I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it once like last year for the first time.
Yeah, so bad. Pain.
Yeah, you can't talk.
You ever seen like a leopard or a cheetah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was one time I had strep so bad, like both of those, whatever sacs are back there. Adenoids, tonsils, one of those.
I don't know.
Just massive red puffy and just like so many white dots all over them. Dude,
that's so nasty.
It was insane.
So what's the cheetah in reference to?
That's what it looked like back
Cheetahs
there.
Cheetahs have white cheetah dots.
Print.
Yeah.
Cheetah print.
Cheetahs are known for their white dots.
They get black dots.
Black dots, but they were white, Gavin.
Oh.
Like a cheetah, print, but white.
You were an inverse cheetah.
Like a white and red cheetah.
Yeah. Reverse cheetah.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel very good. But anyway, I just get so anxious with football.
Do you guys, I mean, we're down a gross track already. Oh. What's like the grossest bodily fluid to you guys?
Oh my gosh.
Like bodily function, I guess.
Gross. That's two different things.
What's the grossest bodily function?
I'm just saying, like, what's worse to you? Like,
what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh my gosh, bro. Like, this
is just and talking craziest. About in the realm of.
No.
Let me explain myself.
We are not in that realm, bro. What are you talking about? What realm?
Let's get out of this realm. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Realm of all time.
No, no, no. So, like, you have a kid.
In the realm of. and.
Okay, okay. Let's say you have a child, a human child that you got to take care of.
Yes.
What would be
the worst thing to
the worst thing to have to, like, deal with?
Probably puke.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, explosive diarrhea would be pretty bad.
Well, explosive puke would be pretty bad too, though.
Yeah.
You can have explosive to dang any. Explosive snot would suck.
What takes longer to wipe up?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Usually if puke is on the floor, though, with kids.
Can you vacuum it?
This is the most wicked conversation of all time, bro.
What about, does snot gross you out that bad?
No.
Yeah, someone else's. Yeah.
What if it was your kid?
I don't think it would. I always see other kids and I'm like, oh.
Gross.
Gross. But I'm assuming that it's better when it's mine.
Yeah. Hopefully. Because Mariah is like, I will not be, I cannot handle snot.
Yeah, that's everyone's like that. Mindset.
Or no, like if it's our child, she's like,
she doesn't have a child.
I won't be able to do it.
I think that it'll be different when she has a child.
I think that I'll be able to handle it just fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way, Parker. Snot? You are the worst of everything.
Snot is. Bro, it's nothing, dude. It's just it's just nose.
Tuesday
liquid.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Just nose water.
It's very easy. Not that gross. It is kind of gross, but I don't know. I just don't think of it as being as gross as like poop.
Yeah, Parker talks about snot a lot more than the average person.
Yeah,
I always thought I was like, oh, maybe he's just fine with gross things, but turns out he just doesn't think it's that gross.
Yeah.
Now, if you like hocked a loogie.
In your face?
That would be terrible.
Guys, don't. Seriously.
Your kid starts hawking loogies on the floor. Dad, clean it up.
Yeah. I know you love it. I know you love snot.
Ding. I listened to your podcast today. You love snot.
So yeah, easy. That was weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll just move past.
It's just, I've never changed a diaper. I don't want to ever.
You will.
And I'm going to have
to. What is Mariah's policy on changing diapers? She says definitely not snot. What does she also say?
Oh,
definitely
yeah. She's, I think, would be fine with that.
She's pro-diaper.
Yeah.
If you're, not so sure about diapers, why don't you click the video I sent you on Instagram?
Really?
To the Gas Boys.
Pull it up. Diaper vid.
So before you click on it, let me give you a premise. I love the planet. I think it's, God has given us this great Earth. We should take care of it, right?
He's about to say the most wicked.
He's getting, he's trying to set himself up for the most.
I think taking care and destroying the environment is fine.
The bigger the setup.
If you can reuse things, reduce, reuse, recycle, great.
Seriously.
A few things I don't think we should reuse.
Toilet paper.
Diapers for children. Yeah. I've seen the reusable diapers,
cloth diapers.
Insane. Where
for
do you even
kid,
wash
that's
that?
That's just insane. What do you wash it off in the sink with power. The big jobs?
Oh, no.
And then you throw it in the washing
jobs
machine?
In the sink.
Man, just disgusting.
Power washer on the driveway?
I already think that's foul to do that for children. Now for adults.
Some people have toilet paper that they reuse.
Yeah, it's gross.
Click that's
on this.
Crazy.
Click on this and just see what it is.
No.
It's called family cloth.
Oh my gosh. They look pretty soft, to be fair.
You won't regret it. Oh. Ever thought about ditching the toilet roll and switching to family cloth? Save money. Softer and more comfortable.
We have solved
reduce
this problem.
Deforestation.
It's called a bidet.
More effective cleaning.
Yeah.
No chemicals. You won't regret it. So no more toilet paper. You wipe your butt with a microfiber cloth. And then when you're done, if it was a tough job, you throw it in the washing machine with the shirts you wear and socks.
Do people
you wear.
Refer to that as a tough job usually? Is it a tough job for you?
I don't know.
Throw it in the washing machine?
That's what, yeah, those
with
are reusable.
Your dang, like, clothes?
Yeah.
No way, bro.
You
where
know
does
how
it
washing
go?
Machines have those, like, soil level things? This is, you gotta turn it up.
Where does all the dirtiness go?
Max. Out the
tubes. Okay. It gets liquidated.
I guess.
They liquidate the
turds.
The fecal rest.
That is foul, dude. But yeah,
that's one
yeah,
thing
get
I would
a bidet.
Never do.
It seems like that solves this problem.
I've seen
no.
a surprising amount of bidets in bathrooms that I've been in.
I respect that. Have you ever used one?
At no. one house.
Have you ever used one?
I think you did use one before.
No, I never have.
Oh, I thought you told a story about it. Maybe you dreamt it.
Made it up.
It's a great story.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't. If I did, I don't remember it. No, I would have remembered, bro. There's no way. I didn't.
Yeah. This one, like, these are brand new. What's it going to look like when it's been used?
Yeah, they're just tinted yellow permanently.
Oh, that's so disgusting and brown.
This so one's gonna disgusting.
Streak
brown.
Stain on it.
So disgusting and brown.
Label it. Label it with your initials so you know whose is whose.
Oh
yeah,
my
you
gosh.
Have to have your own.
Yeah, but then everybody knows. Wow, they have disgusting jobs.
Who has the dirtiest towel after the end of the year?
It's always a clean wipe for him, not for them.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
I wonder how Bo is doing.
And then everybody knows how often you use the bathroom and how many wipes you need. What if it's not always a one wipe deal? How many times can you fold that thing before?
Yeah, right.
What if you go through 12 in one go?
I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm out of family wipes. I'm out of family cloth.
Where are the family cloths?
Bring them back. I need some more. You have emergency toilet paper. Couldn't. You'd have a stack of 50 next to the toilet. That's just for one day.
What would you do if Hannah came home one day with family cloth?
I would take it outside and I'd use them to clean my car and then say, go buy toilet paper.
Yeah. You'd smear poop all over your car? That's gross.
Yeah, I'd use them and then I'd go wash the outside of the car.
You'd use them to wash her car.
Yeah.
Oh, at Hannah, that point, I found these rags.
You got to have a serious conversation. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What
What's
even brings
the,
you
there,
to,
we can substitute
brings you to the point
more
of,
stuff. Before we get into that point, that right. would probably be less treacherous.
I wonder if that family uses paper plates yeah. at all or like paper napkins and stuff.
I assume not.
The toilet paper would be the last.
They probably all use the same bath water also. Everybody has to bathe tonight. Oh. Who's going first? Who's going last?
Oh, no. Yeah, get rid of the paper plates, paper towels, napkins. Get like reusable napkins, cloth napkins. That's not gross. It's
yeah,
not like
they shouldn't be using a dryer either or a washer. Ooh. Too much electricity, wasting yeah. water.
We shouldn't be living in an actual home.
Yeah, no insulation.
That's terrible for the environment.
No wood house.
Yeah, I think if you want to do that, you got to go all the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, go hard.
Mm-hmm. You got to go all out.
Or it just don't make no sense.
Down to the basics of like toilet paper, which I really can't imagine does that much in comparison to.
Basics
other things
of
that you do.
Paper.
It's still kind
of
surprising to me that like around here, there's just not recycling really.
Yeah, maybe this person just
in
really...
Oregon, it was just like that's what you did. There was yeah. always like three bins or like two bins everywhere, and you put
glass,
nah,
cardboard,
and recycling. Regular trash,
and regular trash,
or like your plastic bottles, everything goes and cans that all go
deposit
whatever. Mix up the or separate the aluminum and the plastic, but around mm-hmm. here it's just put it all in the trash.
That's yeah, really, that's true.
They don't care. They have mountains of trash.
We're
out
miles
here.
Behind.
Don't care. Care.
Oh man,
we just got landfills and they're so stinky.
Man, oh man, did you guys see that video of JD Vance going into the ice cream shop or whatever that was, or the coffee shop?
No,
and like interacting?
Was it delicious?
It's really weird.
Should I look it up?
Yeah, look it up. I don't really remember it. I was hoping that you guys had seen it. We could talk about
no,
it.
No, I have not.
I don't know if it's
coffee
worth.
Shop.
Yeah, he ice like walks shop. Into this shop like with his like Entourage or whatever. Yeah. They're taking a video. It's like, oh, he's normal. Watch him interact with normal people. And
Bakery.
Oh, it's a bakery.
I'm Jamie Vance. I'm running for vice president. Okay. We're going to do 2 dozen.
Okay. Oh, that's insane. 2 dozen donuts.
Just a random assortment of stuff here. How long have you worked here?
I've been here since the beginning of July.
Okay.
But this year.
Okay, yeah.
Everything.
Just everything, yeah. I mean, a lot of glazed here, some sprinkle stuff, some cinnamon rolls.
Man just doesn't go into a donut shop.
And then he keeps going after that. He just asks all the employees, like,
how long you
like
been
how
here?
Long have, yeah, it's just that same question. How long, over. How long have you worked here?
Okay.
It doesn't follow up. How long have you worked here?
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. Like, and it seems like they kind of didn't like him already because, like, they were not engaging with him at all. But I don't understand why you'd post that online.
No,
you like, why you'd that. Submit that. You got to delete that footage instantly.
Redo
what do you want?
Try, do another try.
Whatever makes sense. Seems also, to be a couple of glazed here.
How well is that bakery doing in or a donut shop in order to hire more than one person?
Right.
Usually it's only one person working in a donut
shop. Yeah, so they must be locked in over there. It might be a Krispy Kreme or something.
Might be Big City.
No,
Big City
Krispy
Donuts.
Cream.
Nah, they wouldn't let J.D. Vance in there.
No.
They, yeah. Also, just a weird response. If someone was like, hey, I'm running for vice president of the United States. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That was not, I don't think, definitely not completely his fault at all. Because, like, they were not engaging with him at all.
Don't post it, probably.
All right,
yeah, so you just don't post that. I'll leave it here. Okay.
That was super awkward,
like, what do you
though.
Want? Seems to be some glazed here, some sprinkles, just whatever makes sense.
Yeah, he should have just been like, all right, we'll get, give me 4 of the chocolate bars, let's get 4 of the maple bars, you know, throw a couple glazed in there. Yeah,
whatever makes sense is crazy.
You know,
do not act
sense.
Like you haven't been in a donut shop before.
You guys, you guys are the donut professionals. You've been here since July.
What
okay.
do you really like?
Whatever
you look
makes
like
sense
you eat a lot
you.
Of donuts.
Just get in there, get after it.
Who's your favorite?
Who's Bingham's in the back? How long you work here?
Goes outside. Who knows the most? Where's the biggest guy in the city? I need a donut expert. Get him down here.
Just whatever makes sense.
I think that people who have donut shops have got it kind of figured out. I mean, only 2 employees.
Have to speak English very well.
Yeah, you work very early in the morning. I mean, they're there very
early. I got to know what...
They all own Toyotas, brand new Toyota Tundras or Tacomas in front of every donut shop.
Every single donut shop in this city.
Asian owned.
Yes. Yeah. And their signage is white with red letters.
Yeah.
Maybe not every single one. There's a couple that I can think of that aren't.
And they're all, it seems like they're all the same donuts too.
Yeah. Super similar tasting.
Yeah, yeah. Like
there's one. Just,
there's someone that goes around and gives them every morning.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think anyone's making them fresh. They have one employee
sometimes they
back
get some
there.
From the back.
But they have one employee back there. There's not making them
one
fresh every
making
morning.
Donuts.
Maybe they got a bunch of people there in the morning.
No.
It's so cheap, though, too.
2 people.
It is cheap.
They're constant. The one on Judson constantly giving out free.
Yeah, that's true. They're all.
Well, you'll buy them and they'll throw a couple extra ones.
Right.
Like donut holes.
No, it was like a chocolate donut and like throwing a glaze in there, too. Or I got one kolache the other day. They gave me 2.
Well, think about it. It cannot be that expensive. And they're charging you $1.50 for a donut, $3.50 for a kolache.
Oh, dude, all this donut talk.
Donuts are good, man. That's our dessert at our wedding.
I haven't been to a donut shop. Oh, yeah, I like donuts.
Are they going
to
be good?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they from?
Safeway. No, I'm just
kidding. Dude, I like Safeway donuts.
But it wouldn't be a bad idea. We haven't figured out our donut supplier yet.
I like Safeway donuts.
Is there a Krispy Kreme down there?
No, I don't think so.
That'd probably
be
kind of expensive.
Get down on some Krispy Kreme.
Really?
Oh, here we go.
Honeymoon.
Idea.
They got Krispy Kreme over there. No.
Yeah, they do.
Do they have Krispy Kreme on Oahu?
I don't know. I probably.
Woohoo! Krispy Kreme.
That's what I'm going to say when I walk in there.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this. For your wedding, okay, listen to this. Wedding day, Friday. Wedding's not till later. 6 o'clock or something?
6 o'clock or something.
We don't have to be ready until 1. What do you want? Do you want to go golfing in the morning?
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Everyone would have real golfing, 9 holes, or find something fun to do.
It would be tough to get all of our clubs out there.
There's a driving range out there that you can rent clubs.
We go to Fiddler's, bro.
A nice like tracker.
Oh, you're gonna be in Medford. Yeah, okay.
It's a tracker course, though.
I saw the video from that tracker course
in Medford.
Yeah.
What? How?
Looked pretty lame.
Gavin,
you posted a video, or somebody did.
Have you been there?
When you were there with Mariah.
I've been there.
and
Isaiah and Shasta.
Yeah, it looked like a batting cage.
Yeah, yeah, that's kinda true. I don't really have anything to do that Friday morning.
We have nothing.
We're staying the night Thursday.
Well, we're hanging out.
I was thinking Thursday morning. I was like, oh, that's, we're going
to
be driving.
I'm just going to try to sleep in as late as possible.
Oh, Lord.
Make the day.
That's just the most wicked thing I've ever heard. That is so foul. Parker's a big, let's sleep in as long as possible guy.
It's your wedding day. Parker, you're going to be able to sleep in every day on vacation.
Yeah, why would you sleep in on your wedding day? You don't want it to get after it in the morning. You just want to be rotting in bed and like, okay, I guess I'll head over there.
Parker's a definition of sleeping in is sleeping in until noon.
Dude, because I don't get to sleep in.
Don't so when I, say no, that. Bull crap. You sleep in, Parker, more than anybody I've ever met in my life. I don't
know. Mr. Always late to worship practice.
That's Parker, true. That's not sleeping in. That's like
oversleeping,
being late.
Oversleeping and being
that's
late
big difference. Sleeping in is like, I'm not doing anything, let's sleep. If I'm not doing anything, I'll still wake up in the morning.
Bro, I got nothing. I just always have something going on in the morning. These days, work every day, Sundays always, and then Saturdays, most Saturdays there's something going on. So when I get to sleep in, I'm getting after. I'm
but
going
even
hard.
When you didn't, you would sleep until 11 a.m.
What?
Don't lie.
When I didn't have a job?
No, not when you didn't have a job. Even when you had a job on every Saturday morning, what's Parker doing? Oh, he's asleep still.
Yeah, dude, because I was dating Mariah long distance, staying up to like 1 a.m. so we could actually talk.
Brother.
So the whole week I'm exhausted, and then the weekend I'm gonna
Parker, don't get
so
defensive. It's just a
as
joke.
Much as
it's
I
just
can.
A joke.
He's getting upset.
No, feel free to sleep into your wedding. It's
no,
not that
feel
big
free
of a
to
deal.
You know, criticize my lack of sleep and my exhaustion. Trying to make myself healthier and make my body last longer.
Okay.
Trying to give myself some rest.
Speaking of rest, I have nothing to talk about rest.
But to sleep in instead of going golfing on your wedding morning?
Yeah, I guess that is kind of lame. But
yeah, that is stupid.
Kind of lame butt of me.
I'll find a good golf course in Medford and get it all dialed in. But I just wanted to make sure that's something you'd want to do.
Yes. This sounds awesome.
We just do 9 holes. We'll go get breakfast. We'll do some fun stuff.
Some good breakfast spots.
As long as you're down to do that, I'm not going to tell you what exactly we're doing.
There's a bagel place that was good down there.
But I'll get some stuff planned.
Do you want to sleep in or do you want to do fun stuff?
I'll want to do fun stuff. I'll wake up and I'll be so excited that I won't
be able
to sleep.
It'll be like Christmas
it's
morning.
It's like Christmas morning.
Do you sleep on Christmas morning?
It's adult Christmas.
Wedding. No, dude. Parker and I, what did your Christmas, what do you
Because I can't even get,
like,
I don't even get really that, it'd be weird for an adult to be like, I can't sleep, so excited for Christmas.
But for your
How's
wedding.
How's that weird? How's that weird for an adult?
Because it's weird. You're not, it is like a kid. It's not like you don't have the surprise of the presents and stuff like that. That was why it was so, that's why I was so eager to wake up in the morning. Because like, I gotta see what's out there.
Bro, but something about just fun. Having a day where you're having fun and everyone else is having fun too.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's like when there's a big event going on and you know that like everyone you talk to, it's like, oh, like it's a shared experience. Everyone's just just excited. That's kind of fun.
Did you used to call or your friends Christmas like afternoon and tell them all the presents you got?
What did you get?
Yo,
tell me right now.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember doing the little
couple years.
I like take pictures.
Hopping on Fortnite.
Oh yeah, that's a couple of times. We get on Fortnite season 5. That was just probably, I guess, one time probably. One Christmas.
Season 7.
Not happening this Christmas. Your wife's not going to let you do that.
Snow Christmas. What do you mean she's not going to let me do that, Gavin?
She's going to say, Parker, no. No, don't do that.
No, hang out with me again.
Yeah.
I am hanging out.
Spend time with me.
Yeah.
Except we're sitting on the couch together spending time. No, we're not talking.
Oh, crap.
What do you want to talk about? I don't know.
Oh, no. Is it not recording?
No, I just
I saw his finger. You see that?
What?
Look.
Oh, this has just been going.
Oh. Well, that was your finger.
What do you guys do Christmas morning? What does that look like?
This is not topical at all, Gavin.
Parker.
September.
We only a couple months left. They got all the fall stuff out.
Dude, apparently it was cold this morning. I didn't go outside. I didn't go outside. But
oh, this guy loves sleeping in. Didn't even come to church.
Parker, I was sick.
He doesn't want to wake up and attack the germs in his body instead of just lay down and let them attack him.
Let them wreak havoc on his helpless
body. With his body. That's insane. It was like 67, dude. It's so nice walking out the door of my house and not just being hit.
Even right now, it's
not just
humid.
Being punched in the face by
it. It wasn't humid either.
Yeah.
Moisture
just grabs you in the throat.
Yeah, not being grabbed in the throat.
Just come here.
Not having heat fingers.
Now get him. Get
him.
Get him.
I drove to Cane's after church because I had to go get food and then come back to stuff. But on the way there and the way back, windows down, dude. It was awesome. Felt so nice.
Yeah, that is nice, bro.
That's what I've had to do that. My work fan has no AC. I've had my windows down for 3 weeks.
No way. No AC.
No fan either. The fan doesn't even blow. So not even getting air. Oh my gosh. It's going to get fixed tomorrow.
That is foul.
I was doing that morning.
Yeah, Christmas
going to get fixed tomorrow.
Wow.
Christmas morning. Yeah, pretty classic childhood Christmas morning. Wake up ASAP. No Rocky. Open presents. So we do stockings first. Everyone wake up, and like usually like my parents have a little bit of preparation to do in the morning. So like when we walk out in the living room, it's like stuff is set up.
Yeah.
So everyone comes to like usually it's my room because my room is always close to the living room. Everyone just waits in my room, and then they're like, okay, you guys can come out. It's like 7 or whatever, and then we'll boom walk out there, open stockings, and then my dad just like sits down by the Christmas tree, and it was like. Christian and throw me a present. I'd be like, Grace, throw Grace one. This looks like Jeremiah. And I'll just like start handing them out. Because that way he can like.
You just start going or do you guys do one at a time? With that big of a family,
so many kids.
One at a time would be just like.
We won't do one at a time. It would take so long.
Yeah.
We'll just like do like a round. But they have like specific ones. It's like you can't open this till the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic. And then we'll do like one present on
Those
Christmas
are good.
Eve.
Right now.
That'd be funny if it was like you can't open this to the end and it sucks.
Yeah. Even if you got a great present earlier, it'd be a little bit disappointing. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean that? We got you a new car. Like, yeah, but I opened that second. I expected
expected it to be last. There better be a private jet for my very last present. There's best times, best ages to get gifts, especially when you have siblings. Or maybe not ages, but stages of life. Ooh. So now, Parker, it's probably not... Like, you probably won't get the best presents that you ever got.
You're getting right.
Because you're married.
Because I'm married.
You got a budget now. Gavin used to be so generous.
I'm still generous.
Yeah, okay.
You're just not as extravagant as they used to be.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. Like, when I love my wife, Hannah, I love you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
I was about to say something.
When
something
I was being single, I had...
so much money.
No responsibilities, but just money to like buy so like super fun presents.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, a couple $100 here and a couple $100 here. Needed to make a budget for Christmas gifts. Went a little overboard every year, but yeah. It is so much fun. So like, I think you were talking about like when your gift for Jeremiah, like taking him to the Mavericks game.
Yeah, that was
so fun.
Spent way too much money.
So
on that,
fun
dude.
Though,
and it'd be like $500. I got the rest of my siblings. It was like $40, $30.
Yeah. Like, oh, this would be fun.
Jeremiah, you're driving them to Dallas and giving
driving
them
to Dallas, parking, food, tickets.
I've done that before.
Gas, dude. It was crazy. It was so fun though, dude.
It's so fun.
It was awesome. But yeah. I gotta like switch it. I gotta get like Emma or Bella something really expensive this year.
Take them to like
even it out.
Yeah. Well then every year, game or something. It's like, okay, I'm getting gifts for all these people, but I feel like if I'm getting a gift for this person, then I gotta get gifts for these people.
Yeah, the trickle down.
And it's just like
dang Reaganomics every Christmas.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But it's so fun. Dude, I'm so excited for
Christmas. It's basically Christmas.
Oh, dude, I saw this random note that I wrote a while ago, and it was something about, like, people got to stop. I don't really know what exactly I was thinking when I wrote this down in my notes, but I just said, people got to stop wishing their lives away, be patient, and wait for winter. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's that so hard.
Stop wishing
that's
your life
so,
away.
It's such a cold
be patient and wait for winter.
Be patient and wait for winter?
I don't know why.
What does that even mean? Because usually it's like, be patient and wait for summer or whatever, or like seems like waiting for winter is like the opposite of what you would do.
Right,
you got to stock up and get ready for winter.
Yeah,
be patient and wait for winter.
Wait,
and
it
wasn't
again?
Even when because I used to just
I'm gonna have to meditate
all my notes
on that
in one
bit.
Single app or one like sheet. Now I have all
like,
separated by episode, so I can't even tell like what time.
Oh, that was a podcast
from.
Note.
Yes. People got to stop wishing their lives away. Be patient and wait for winter.
Oh. Interesting.
That's so sick.
But I think I was probably saying like not being content in the season that you're in.
Mm. Winter's always the next season.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm guessing it was something like much more simple. Like you were thinking about Christmas gifts or something when you wrote it, or do you think you just got really
like,
philosophical
oh, this...
all of a sudden? It was like, okay, what are we going to talk about this week? You know, football, fantasy, politics.
Yeah.
People have to stop wishing their life away. Be patient and wait for winter.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
I don't even understand it.
No, I don't understand it now. It's kind of sick, fun.
I know. It's got to mean something crazy.
Yeah,
I was trying to dissect it. I don't really know.
I don't think there's anything you want to try.
Yeah, dude, I always write like little tiny fragments in my notes thinking like, oh, I'll just be able to hear this word and I'll remember the whole thought. And then I obviously forget. And like, so I just have random like, dang.
Why'd I write down crossbow?
Fragments of a sentence in my notes. No idea what it's in reference to. Let's see. Anti-intimacy Olympics.
What?
That's one of my notes. Don't know what it's in reference to.
See if people, how long you can.
Oh.
Lock people
the,
up.
The cardboard beds.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yep.
That's true. Those
at
beds
the Olympics.
At the,
so only
it
one
wasn't
the
anti-intimacy Olympics. It was anti-intimacy at the Olympics. See, that makes sense.
That's not real intimacy, though.
Yeah.
We learned about
emotional, spiritual, and physical intimacy.
The marriage conference is awesome. Did you guys see the trailer for that Minecraft movie?
Yeah. No,
did that,
I didn't actually watch it. Pull
I
it
don't
up.
Know.
Let's get trademark striked. Just whatever makes sense. Seems to be a couple of glazed, some sprinkles.
I am Steve. Okay.
Oh, this guy is such a tool bag.
Not gonna be good, dude.
It's gonna be
go back to when he made that thing, like when they finished like making that whatever like nunchucks he was making.
That was kinda
cool.
Rockets? Go back.
But they're like got chains together.
Go back to like when he I think it does like the Lego sound when he finishes building it. No, maybe not. Didn't that sound like when he like you finish building something in like a Lego video game?
That is just such cursed looking animation.
Yeah.
It's like live action with terrible CGI.
I like the animation, dude.
Really?
I think it looks cool. Because it's like Minecraft, but like ray tracing Minecraft.
Square eyeballs.
That's true.
But I don't think
I like the like the way the trees be looking and stuff.
Yeah,
but I don't
think that looks
just like regular humans in it.
Yeah, that
make
part
it,
I don't like
make it
very
fully
much.
Animated.
Yeah, that would be cool. If it was that style animation, the whole thing, that would be sweet. Because they just have like Jack Black in a red shirt or a blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh wow,
and then these people
really look like Steve.
I feel like they're gonna be making like wicked.
Also, randomly, just Jason Momoa
with
three people I've never seen before.
It's gonna be a bunch of like, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah,
humor,
with
like.
There was the creeper scene.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
This one right there. He's right behind me, isn't he?
Oh yeah. I didn't even see that.
Why does he have bangs, dude?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So terrible.
That is weird.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Devin showed me the other day. Ruined my day.
Definitely going to watch it.
I would like to watch it. Just for the culture.
Wait, go back. So, look, that was 4 days ago that was posted. And then there's from 3 months ago, there's a post that's the better Minecraft movie trailer.
Wait, that one?
No. No, up at the top. That was 3 months ago. It's got 1.7 million views.
Unfortunately, this...
Unfortunately, we live in a world right now.
I'm in Minecraft to discover one of the world's best kept food secrets.
What? Come on, look at this. Oh my lord.
I'm here in search of the most incredible apple. And there's only one way to get them.
I haven't made love to a tree.
I haven't planted a tree for decades, and I mean decades. That is delicious. It's so juicy. An amazing discovery. With enough apples.
It's shot what? Just like whatever show this would be. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
show.
Bear Grylls, but with Gordon
First,
Ramsay.
I thought I found treasure. But then I made a horrifying discovery.
What the f*** is this?
Dang it. Master Chef.
Oh my gosh, bro. That's so good. Yeah. Hell's Kitchen. Hell's What's the one where he goes into the restaurants that are failing?
Yeah. No, Hell's Kitchen is his kitchen.
Yeah.
It's
restaurant make.
Hell's Kitchen is hit.
No, oh, it's like
it's
a game
his restaurant.
He goes into.
When he goes to.
He goes into like other people's restaurants.
I remember like, there was Hotel like Hotel Hell.
Kitchen Makeover? I don't know.
Kitchen Nightmare.
That's
Kitchen
like Nightmares. A HGTV. Maybe Kitchen Nightmares.
That's Gordon Ramsay funny, shows.
But that was shot so well. That's funny.
Hell's Kitchen, Master Chef, Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen
Nightmares.
Nailed
Nightmares it.
Yep.
Because he'd come out, he'd sit at the table, they'd bring him stuff.
It's raw. It's raw. No, I wouldn't feed that kitchen, to my dead grandmother. It's raw.
I wouldn't feed that to my dog.
It was always the best when it was like somebody's cut into it, like, oh, frozen. Yeah. Oh, it's frozen.
What is, or you'd find like a rat or something in
Hotel
the pantry.
Hell was really
what
good too.
What is that?
Yeah.
Three seasons. 2012.
Did he do hotel style?
Yeah, he did hotels.
What?
They also have like restaurants and
restaurants
hotels, but just the whole thing. He would
like,
stay
oh,
there.
This
he would
disgusting.
Go into the room with a black light.
Yeah, dude.
Which would always pan out bad.
Yeah, that can't
which
be
is like terrible. We're like, oh, I'm going to stay at this hotel anyways, even though if I know.
What's that one? Uncharted.
Huh.
This one, Next Level Chef. Yeah, Hell's Kitchen is just a. Absolute classic.
Right.
2005 is when it started. That's crazy.
Did you ever watch... Oh, no. It was just the kid version of MasterChef.
Oh, right.
MasterChef Junior. There was a kid named Gavin that won.
No way.
He was very good.
Is that right? Bro, yeah. Randomly on that show on Hell's Kitchen... Or in Kitchen Nightmares, you would just get like really sentimental with like one of the
first
chefs
one
or
of the
something,
kids.
Like send them through college or something.
Yeah.
Give them $1 million. That was the best.
Great stuff.
Very cool guy.
See the passion. Okay, now he's doing Instagram. Have you seen any of his Instagram reels or TikTok videos, Gordon Ramsay?
I saw some like his daughter's like, doing them with him or something.
Oh, really?
Or like, that was one that I saw.
I've seen like, one where he reacts to other people making stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Funny guy. I like Gordon.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Bro, did you see he was in a motorcycle or a biking accident?
Really?
See that
bicycle.
Bruise that he had?
It was so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah. It was like all
I didn't
up
see that.
So
it
wicked.
Was almost.
It was like black, dude. Like
his
whole side.
It's terrible, didn't
terrible.
Die.
Dude. If Gordon Ramsay died, oh my God, I don't know what I would do.
I would be so upset.
Be terrible. Terrible. Well, what a great week for football.
Yeah, I know.
Great week.
I wonder how Bodacious is doing.
Oh, I do. Nebraska whipped Colorado.
Yeah.
Notre Dame lost. Michigan lost.
Alabama almost lost.
Alabama did almost lose.
But then they ended up pulling out by like.
Yeah, in like the last 5 minutes, they scored like 3 times. So not completely representative of what really happened.
Yeah, so it was a nail-biter. Nail-biter week in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nebraska quarterback still looks like Patrick Mahomes. They're actually pretty good friends, I guess. I mean, not good friends, but he's a mentor of his.
Oh.
Really? Yeah.
Great buddies.
Yeah, dude, that's a crazy situation.
He's Nebraska's defensive line. Insane, dude. Unless
Colorado has the worst offensive line of all time.
Historically.
Okay, because they sacked Shedeur Sanders 10 times.
So
what?
Many times, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
So many times.
Dude, it was embarrassing. It
like
was embarrassing
multiple
to watch.
A drive.
It was 0-34, I think. maybe even more at the end of the game.
Shador, I think, is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter's legit, too.
Travis Hunter is really good.
They have
good.
No offensive line. We've seen the impact that can have on a team. Mm-hmm. Oregon has, like, all the weapons. It's, like, the most explosive team of all time.
Dylan Gabriel and has a great arm.
Yeah, and he's pretty quick. Like, they have Tez Johnson, Evan Stewart, Trayshawn Holden's a beast, Jordan James, great running back.
Sadiq, that new guy.
Gave me some hope watching him actually run the ball.
Terrence Ferguson at tight end.
Oh, my gosh.
And just O-line hasn't been given anyone time. When he has time in the pocket, dude.
I don't think Ferguson got his hands on the ball until the third quarter.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in the game.
That short pass.
They had, like, no tight end. They dumped it off to Patrick Herbert, and he gave him the ball. They scored the next.
That was a bummer.
Dude, Ashton Jeanty, Heisman candidate. He's insane.
He was ridiculous.
He had 265 and 6 touchdowns last week. This week he had like 180 and 3 touchdowns
They stopped running the ball in the third quarter and they started passing it a ton. That's when we got way ahead. But when they were giving him the ball, it was nonstop, like 8 yard gains, 8 yard gains.
It was wicked. Yeah. Like they'd have the play blown up and he'd like bounce it outside or whatever. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
I think he'll be the Heisman.
Crazy. I hope he does
good. Dylan Gabriel was like by far the favorite at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm. And last week still he was the favorite. Really? Yeah.
It's just O-line. Like Dylan Gabriel's getting eaten up back there.
He's still
he had great pass completion still.
Yeah, he had a good game yesterday.
Mm-hmm. He got sacked a lot.
Taking what they gave him. Yeah, he got sacked 4 times in the first half and then a couple times in the second.
Yeah. Because when I was watching Colorado, when Shadur's kept getting sacked, it's like, we got sacked a lot last week even.
Oh, yeah.
And you just feel terrible every time it happens because it's like, oh, now it's 2nd and 17. Yeah,
it's hilarious, though.
It's such a far down.
It'd be so...
But it feels so good when you do it to the other team.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, they're screwed. They're can't never making it out anything. Of here.
That would be so frustrating. You have to be a quarterback back there and just pressure every single time.
Yeah, you can't actually read to get anything to your receivers. Just frustrating, but we got the Beavs playing the Beavs next week.
Yeah. Civil War and
gotta eat
September.
Them up. Yeah, then we got conference play. That's when we got to show people what to do.
You just got to clean it up. That O-line's got to
Even if we just lose to, you said they got what?
The O-line just has to figure it out and keep it together.
If we only lose to Ohio State, we're not going to lose to Ohio
State.
We're
going undefeated.
Undefeated. Sorry.
0 losses. Oregon Ducks.
Championship.
Did Oregon State play this week?
Yeah.
Didn't watch.
San Diego State. I didn't
see. Texas looks like a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Texas looks really good.
Georgia looks pretty good. I think Texas looks insane, dude.
I can't believe they put the whooping on them.
But that's what Oregon could be if they got their offensive line figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon's got a great defense.
We can run the ball.
Weapons on offense.
Special teams, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is going to be a game changer. Like, if they start catching the ball and quit doing fair catches and they start running it on kickoffs,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they can break through.
A good punter, like Ohio State punter or, like, someone for a big team can kind of put away returns.
Yeah.
You can just kick it out of the end zone and punt it super high to where it's, like.
Not getting down. They're not catching it.
If it ends up being a real thing where it's, like, we were getting one a game, then they could just. A good punter would be able to
keep the ball in the air long enough.
Bombing them super far. Maybe that gave him more time to.
And he would do some line drives, pick it up off the roll, get up out of there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so scary. It used to be so terrible for the Ducks because we didn't have someone. Every time there was a punt, we're like, please just catch it. Just catch it. Don't drop it. Oh, it's terrible. Crazy. Also, we got to quit getting flags on the plays.
Yeah, dude.
So
undisciplined.
Insane. So insane. Everybody's talking bad about
him.
Dan Lanning. Everybody's saying, oh, he's not head coach material.
What?
Yeah.
He's like the best head coach in the league. He has like the best record or top three or something since 20.
It's because they weren't disciplined this game and they're like, he can't discipline his players.
Oh, they trip him.
It's like, yo, okay, one game.
We'll get it figured out.
The O-line is totally different than last year. Everybody's saying, bring back Bo.
Not for sixth year.
Can't do it, unfortunately.
Also, the O-line is just terrible.
Dylan Gabriel's good, bro.
Yeah, he is good. I think it'll be a long season.
I think we figured out versus Oregon State.
Yeah.
We better. That's a team we know. We know them.
Yeah.
We got
and I
kicker.
Think Boise State's... We didn't play bad. We had a couple of stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Those two fumbles. If it wasn't for that, that's
we
a
would have been
49-28.
And Boise State was not bad.
No.
And Boise State Good team.
They had a very good running game.
We might be there one loss.
I hope we're not just coping. I was thinking that same thing.
PP, yeah, a lot of PP.
PP, yeah.
Yeah, people, a lot of predictions are saying that Boise State's going to be, because the 12th spot is reserved for non-Power 5 with the best record. Am I tripping? Or is that correct?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Maybe there's like, they're guaranteed something.
Let me look it up. Spot in CFB. The 12th seed in the college football playoff is determined by the 5 highest ranked conference champions and the next 7 ranked highest teams. And if the 5th conference champion is ranked outside of the 12th of the top 12, the 12th spot will be given to another team. All right, that's too confusing.
That makes sense. Either way.
Wait, the top 5 conference champions?
Yeah.
It's not Power 5 anymore. We got Power 4.
So it would, yeah. It would be...
New Oregon State and Washington State have a 50-50 chance.
Maybe like Mountain West.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why they're saying Boise, because Boise will probably win Mountain West, and whoever wins Sun Belt, Liberty probably. And then it would just be those two, and then it would be whoever's highest ranked at a Boise State and Liberty.
That's so crazy. I can't believe we played Liberty last year.
In the Alamo
52
Bowl
to
Bowl Fiesta. Nothing.
Yeah. Just embarrassing. But I'm very... I love football. I love football. I love college football.
Love football. You didn't come over for the game last night, but that's
I was dying.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was able to watch it at my house on Peacock.
Yeah,
luckily,
it was
a duck game.
It was a fun game to watch. Next week, what time is the Beaver game?
TBD.
We can figure it out.
UCLA's
TV. All right, everybody.
I think it's at 4.
That would be good.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
You guys
Thank
are the best. So leave a review.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace.